Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Sam Panionovich is a betting analyst at the New England Sports Network, used to work here, and still is featured on John Landecker's show, weeknights on WGN Radio. We tapped him to give us the line. Hey, Sam, how are you?
My friend, good to talk to you. Before we bash the Bears, though, quickly, can we give a hat tip to the Fighting Illini? They beat number one Kansas yesterday in an exhibition game in Champaign. Pretty nice to knock off number one, even though it doesn't really count. That was still nice to watch them beat Bill Self.
Beat Bill Self? Is that the driving force of that comment? Are you an anti-Bill Self guy?
No, it's just when he left for greener pastures, I think Illinois fans sort of didn't like it. And this was actually the first time that he went back to Champaign for a game. He left in like 2003 or 2004.
Really?
But, 82-75. They beat Kansas yesterday. And the Jayhawks are the preseason number one team.
Why the and I love the idea of the cause to help the people of Maui. Is it because those two teams frequently go to Hawaii for a sort of preseason tournament? Or what was the relationship there, do you know?
I'm not exactly sure the backstory. I know that Illinois has played in the Maui Invitational several times in the last couple decades. Kansas has as well. You know, that's like the official, unofficial kickoff to the college basketball season. That's like right after Thanksgiving every year.
All
the benefits went to the Maui Relief Fund for the horrible stuff that happened in Hawaii a few months ago.
Good on them. It's 10:51. So where do you see the Bears right now, Sam?
It's like, where do we start? We've had this conversation almost every year for the last 10 years, you and I. You know, they're 5-20 under this head coach, Matt Eberflus, who was supposed to be this defensive wizard, yet you look at the amount of points the Bears have given up this year, and it's very alarming. They've given up 38, 27, 41, 31, 30 last night, and you know, it's not all on him. They have bad players. They don't really have a deep bench. And I did this, actually, before I hopped on your show. In the last eight appearances on Sunday Night Football, which is the crown jewel of Sunday, it's supposed to be the biggest speaker for the sport, the Chicago Bears in their last eight games on Sunday night are 0-8, and they've been outscored 230-105. They continuously get railroaded on the national stage, and that's a problem. Like, there's no light at the end of this tunnel, man. It's got to be maddening to be a Bears fan.
Do you think some of the referees' calls in the first half were pretty bad against us?
Sure, but the officials are bad in every game.
And that's why we lost, and that's why we don't have a good team this year, because of the referees?
No. Let's not get crazy. I mean, look, the officials are bad in every game. I want to say I watch about 30 football games on Saturdays and Sundays combined, and the officiating is horrible in 90% of them.
Really?
You lose the game because you can't tackle. You lose the game because your quarterback throws two interceptions. You lose the game because you allow Justin Herbert to complete 19 of his first 21 passes. That's why you lose. And I mean, it's just simple stuff. The Bears can't tackle. They committed seven penalties last night. They turned it over twice. You know, you say what you want about the kid dropping the ball in the end zone, Velus Jones. Yeah, that was bad, but you still lost by 17 points. And even if the officials were good and they were completely one-sided in favor of the Bears, they probably still wouldn't have won. Even if the officials held their hand last night, they would have lost.
What do you make of the quarterback situation? Is it still too early to decide that Bagent is great or bad? Is he an NFL quarterback?
I think he's an NFL backup. I mean, it's a small sample size. We've seen him play two games. But I think the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. You know, you beat a bad Raiders team at home. Okay, he's probably not as good as he was in that game, and he's probably not as inefficient as he was last night against a decent Chargers team that's now 3-4, but they've sort of underachieved. I think you have to take a quarterback first overall, honestly. If you get the first pick in the draft and let's remember, the Bears get Carolina's pick, and if the season were to end today, Carolina would pick second. The Bears would pick third. You have to take a quarterback there, whether it's Fields or Bajent. I don't think the answer is in either one of those cats, for that matter. I was laughing listening to you and Bob talking about Hampton OB with the sunglasses. Like, who cares? Does it really matter?
That passes for football conversation in Chicago. Our injured starting quarterback was wearing sunglasses. Let's take some calls.
The reality is this is a team that, as I said, continuously gets put on that primetime pedestal and gets pounded. I mean, we're not talking losing by a field goal or losing by seven. They're losing by double digits constantly. To be outscored by 125 points in your last eight Sunday night games
is not good.
And the backup quarterback in Chicago is the most popular guy. Always. Why is that the case?
Because we're always hoping that there's something better than what we've got on the field. I don't know.
Is that why divorce is like 50% of marriages now? We're always looking for the other side.
Well, you asked the question like I should know the answer. What is the answer to that question? Why is the backup quarterback for the Bears always the most popular player? You tell me.
Because we're a bunch of Bills and Babs, I guess. I remember being on the sideline doing a radio game in 2014, and Jay Cutler had the best arm talent of any quarterback in the history of this franchise. And I think that was when they had either Jimmy Clausen or Josh McCown. And Cutler throws an interception in a one-score game, and the crowd is not only booing him, but starting the McCown chance. And I'm like, you people are lunatics. You think this team has a better chance to win with Josh McCown, who's been on 13 football teams, than with Jay Cutler? It's maddening. Like, the Chicago Mount Rushmore of athletes is Michael Jordan, Walter Payton, Ernie Banks, and the backup quarterback of the Bears, whoever it is.
All right. On that note, Sam, I'll listen for you with John in the evening, and I always appreciate you. Last question, give me a short answer. How many more games do the Bears win this season? Go.
Two.
That's Sam Panionovic. He's a betting analyst at New England Sports Network. Okay, Sam, thanks for your thoughts today.
Appreciate you, pal.